meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 60. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 41. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 65. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency have announced they have proposed a ban for all uses of trichloroethylene, also known as TCE. The ban can be pushed through under the assumption that TCE causes cancer, along with neurotoxicity and reproductive toxicity. TCE can be found in cleaning and furniture care products, degreasers, brake cleaners, and tire repair sealants. The EPA is allowing public comments for the next 45 days. Marianne Belair has been charged with the murder of her 4-year-old in Topeka, and new information has been released saying that methamphetamine may have been at play during the incident. Governor Laura Kelly has said in a statement that she is saddened that Ascension Via Christi's emergency department in Fort Scott has closed, and added that Medicaid expansion would help situations like these, saying that rural hospitals that adopt Medicaid are 6 times less likely to close than rural hospitals without it.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bed liners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-286 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request the personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
In other news, the city of Hayesville is expected to vote on renewing the 1% sales tax that would take effect on July 1st of 2024. The city says that that would generate $1.3 million annually, and that the revenue would increase funds for a local street parks and recreation improvement program, and that the sales tax would expire 10 years after it is first levied. People between the ages of 18 and 24 are facing numerous scams in 10 different categories, such as employment, online purchase, cryptocurrency, rental, investment, fake checks and money orders, phishing with a PH, romance, advanced fee loans, and credit repair slash debt relief. According to the Better Business Bureau, school administrators at Rossville High School carried out an investigation after an incident where community members said that students were being hit by a bullwhip. The superintendent of the school district, Carrie Laycock, said that there were no injuries reported as a result of the incident. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The family has identified a man who has died in a Southwest Nebraska plane crash. His name was Cliff Kaufman, age 79. He was a Shreveport, Louisiana doctor. His stepson told KSLA, a Louisiana TV station, that he was with some friends on a hunting trip and that he was in perfect health. The name and condition of the injured passenger has not yet been released. Grand Island Casino Resort has began construction on its new $100 million facility at Fauner Park. The new casino will include 750 slot machines and 20 game tables. The gaming floor will also have a lounge that features local and regional entertainment, a 162-room hotel with a full-service salon and spa, plus an indoor-outdoor pool. And the food outlets will feature Ruthie's Steak and Seafood Restaurant. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Advance voting underway for Tuesday's general election, November 7th, which will include city and school board races. Advance ballots have gone out, and that deadline is passed. You may vote in person at county clerk's offices now through Monday, November 6th at noon. Tuesday's election in Marshall County will include a question on the Marshall County jail bond proposal. Gage County Board of Supervisors Wednesday turned down a controversial proposal for a large confined feeding operation near Liberty, which had been contested by a number of local residents. A 3-3 tie vote with Board Chair Eric Thiemann abstaining was not sufficient to meet a 5-member criteria required for approval. That threshold triggered by a petition that included at least 20% of adjoining landowners who had submitted a petition in opposition to the plan, which advanced from planning and zoning on a 5-1-1 vote to approve. Again, the proposal denied on a 3-3 tie vote, with Supervisors Dorn, Haxby, and Lytle voting no. Juergens, Swavely, and Schuler voted in favor, with Thiemann abstaining. Marysville City Council met in special session Monday and interviewed three candidates for interim city administrator, offering the post to Jeff Peterson, who had most recently served and retired from a similar position in Flandre, South Dakota, population 2,400. He indicated that he was not interested in a permanent position, and if he accepts, could begin work soon. His selection was unanimous with six council members in attendance. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans behind on utility payments avoid disconnection during winter months, began this week and remains in effect through March 31st. The rule requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish service. Any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. Information is available on the Kansas Corporation Commission website, or contact their public affairs division at 785-271-3140. 2024 rates for individual and small group health insurance plans have been finalized and are published on the federalhealthcare.gov website. Kansans shopping for health insurance coverage through the exchange can preview the rates at rateview.healthcare.gov. Open enrollment officially began November 1st. The Fall Fest in Frankfort, postponed last weekend, is slated for this Saturday, November 4th, and includes a cornhole tournament beginning at 9, inflatables and a silent auction with a costume parade and contest at 1:45, followed by Trunk or Treat. Jake Clefcorn will perform live music from 6 until 10. The Fearless Trail opens at 5:30, running until dark, and the Bravest Dark Trail is open after dark until 10:30, Saturday, in Frankfort. Marysville Public Library is hosting a canned food drive with a chance to win a quilt made by kids involved in the summer reading program. Drop off any number of non-perishable food items through this Saturday, and you can enter once for each item you donate, no limit. Drawing for the winner will be Monday during Bluey time, which includes a variety of youth activities, 10 to 2 at the library, open for all ages of kids. Donald F. Tomer, age 81, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Memorial Mass Friday, 2 p.m. at St. Monica's St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. interment in the St. Gregory Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Christy Anders, funeral home, in charge of arrangements for Donald Tomer. Kimberly Music, age 55, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Kimberly Music.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine Friday with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Westerly winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A bit warmer into the weekend, sunny on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Then partly cloudy into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly sunny into Sunday with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly cloudy into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Slightly cooler on Monday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s, and partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Sunny on Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s and mostly cloudy throughout Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early November 61, record high on this date 88. The average low 37 and the record low 7. Sunrise this morning 7:56, sunset this evening at 6:26.
November is prime time for planet viewing, with three of our neighbors making an appearance this month. We will tell you when to look for them next on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 2nd, the 306th day of the year. Harry Truman won his re-election bid over Thomas Dewey on this day in 1948. Turn your eyes to the sky tomorrow night for a truly spectacular sight. The planetary giant Jupiter comes into opposition, rising at sunset. This will be the biggest and brightest view of the giant world of the year. Also on this evening, Saturn will be visible in the constellation of Aquarius, making it a perfect night to break out the telescope. The evening of the 9th brings us a stunning, don't-miss conjunction when the crescent moon and Venus, the night's most brilliant bodies, meet up. And on the 24th and 25th, we get another great chance to catch a view of Jupiter. Just look up. Jupiter will be the brightest star right next to the moon. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
FNIC Group proudly salutes the first responders. These men and women have done so much to keep our community and families safe. Thank you for your brave and loyal service in answering the call for assistance during emergency situation. From FNIC Group in Beatrice, our name has changed, but our values haven't.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The brand new college football playoff poll just came out, and both the Jayhawks and the Wildcats are in it, with Kansas being ranked at number 21, and shortly behind them at number 23 is K-State. The only other Big 12 teams included were Texas at number 7 and Oklahoma at number 9. The top four teams in order go Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, and Florida State. In Game 4 of the World Series, the Texas Rangers were able to come up with an 11-7 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Travis Kelce applied for 5 new trademarks on his own name, Flight 87, All Right Now, Killer Trav, and Kelce Crunch. Ahead of their matchup in Frankfurt, Germany, the Miami Dolphins began their trip on Wednesday, and the Chiefs will begin their trip on Thursday. The game will be played at Frankfurt Stadium and will begin at 8:30 Central Time.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
K-State senior forward Naquan Tomlin was arrested at Tubby's Sports Bar and Grill in Aggieville. And here's what head coach Jerome Tang had to say regarding his indefinite suspension.
Whom a father loves, he disciplines. And so a lot of people run away from it. And that's never been one of my shortcomings, you know. So I'm thankful that God made me in a way that I'm not afraid of confrontation, and I'm not afraid of holding people accountable. And because it's to me, it's a service of love.
Head football coach at the University of Kansas, Lance Leipold, said that Jalen Daniels will still start whenever he is healthy enough to play. Daniels has missed the last 4 games with back tightness, and the Big 12 preseason offensive player of the year has played in only 3 of KU's 8 games. In those 3 games, he has 705 total yards with 5 touchdown passes and just 1 interception. In 5 starts, Jason Bean has over 1,100 passing yards, 9 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions.
Postseason high school football action continues Friday. 8-man teams will kick off Friday at 6. In our broadcast feature, Frankfurt's at Canton Galva. Hanover kicks off at Lebo. And Axtell will entertain Hutchinson Central Christian. The Valley Heights match at Sedgwick will be played at Valley Center due to field conditions at Sedgwick. Valley Heights at Sedgwick on Friday evening at 7. Centralia entertains Jeff County North.
Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
Velvety purple hairs cover the young green leaves, making Purple Passion a colorful and pet-safe addition to the indoor garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow this plant in a location with bright indirect light. Avoid spaces with direct afternoon sunlight for the best foliage color. Water the soil thoroughly whenever the soil just begins to dry. Allow plants to go a bit drier during the winter. Pour off any excess water that collects in the saucer. This soggy soil and wet leaves can lead to rot. Watch for orange-yellow flowers to appear fall or winter on plants that receive adequate light. They may be pretty to look at, but certainly not nice to smell. As the plants mature, they begin to cascade, making them suitable for a hanging basket. The purple hairs also become sparse with age, allowing more of the green leaf color to show through. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It was their goal, yet it was only the halfway point of the trip. It was the Pacific Ocean that the Lewis and Clark party longed to see. But when they arrived here, they still had to travel all the way back home. The story is next on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance. But after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked. And that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Sean Johnson knows this area well. He shares the story from Fort Clatsop National Memorial in Astoria, Oregon. This is the place Lewis and Clark spent the winter of 1804-05 and prepared for the trip back home.
Looking for a Northwest Passage water route connecting the Missouri to the Columbia for a purpose of trade. They didn't necessarily find that, but they had the trip home to also find it. But hey, to get to the Pacific, to see the Atlantic, be when you were, say, a kid, and then to see the Pacific, that's something that just, we just traveled across the nation 4,000 miles.
The expedition spent a damp Christmas here. Despite the weather, they found joy in gift-giving and celebrating with one another.
They handed out gifts. Captains were presented with some writing tables, socks, pairs of moccasins. The men were given some of the last of the tobacco. They had 12 carats of tobacco. 6 carats were given to the men. The other 6 saved for trade. So they celebrated the best they could with what they had. They got out their fiddle, their jews harps, tambourine sticks, and celebrated Christmas with whatever they had. They were merry.
Lewis and Clark thought they might make contact with a trading ship when they reached the Pacific Ocean. Such ships had been coming here for years.
They had hoped to encounter the trading vessel because of the want to trade goods, maybe send back copies of journals, maybe a few of the men back home by ship. The men were planning on leaving in April, but they left a whole month early. Left March 23rd at 1 p.m. What came at March 26th? Lydia, it's an American trading vessel. Missed it by 3 days.
Today, visitors can still come here and relive the experience of Lewis and Clark at Fort Clatsop. Drive from the countryside in Astoria, Oregon. I'm Andrew McCray.
Firewood inside this winter, there may be hitchhikers. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Most insects living in the wood are only a nuisance, but there are ways to keep them out as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Winter winds start blowing, we bring firewood inside to burn and help keep us warm. Unfortunately, there may be insects in the wood that are more than happy to share our cozy space. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist at the University of Nebraska.
He says there are two ways that bugs are attracted to firewood. Some of them just hide out between the cracks, but others are living in it full time, such as wood boring beetles.
They'll come out as adults, and people usually become startled. They're afraid that these borers or these beetles will then infest their furniture around their house. And I'm happy to say that that won't happen. You don't have to worry about that. The other ones are going to be things like spiders, smaller beetles, wood roaches, the roly-polies, the pill bugs. And as you bring it in, you warm them up in your house, and then they start to crawl around, and it freaks a lot of people out.
Don't panic. Just grab the vacuum cleaner and suck them up. It is possible to prevent bugs from hanging out in your firewood, at least most of them.
You should try and stack it up and maybe cover it up with a tarp, or maybe have a little container that you put the wood into. Keeping it dry definitely makes it less attractive to the things like the roly-polies and the spiders and stuff like that. It won't do much to deter the beetles that may already be in the wood, babies that are developing and turning into adults, but it definitely will help cut down on the others.
Try not to stack the wood pile directly on the ground. Only bring in wood as needed and use the oldest wood first. Larson does not recommend treating firewood with insecticide. It's useless because the bugs are sheltered within the wood, and if you burn the treated logs, harmful vapors are released into the house. Find more tips for keeping bugs out of the woodpile at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Join the folks at Annunciation Parish in Frankfort for their annual turkey dinner with all the trimmings this Sunday, November 5th, from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Cost is $14 for adults, and children 5 to 10 can eat for $6. Carryout is available. Don't forget to explore their country store filled with crafts, handmade items, and more at Annunciation Parish this Sunday, November 5th at 402 North Maple in Frankfort.
Opportunities presented by high global protein demand today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Steer it for pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it, ensuring precise coverage across the field. Harvest it for simple unloading on the go. Manage it for 24/7 data access in real time. For every farm and field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Greg Dowd has a pretty impressive resume. It includes serving as chief economist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, staff member for the Senate Ag Committee, president of the Commodity Markets Council, and chief ag negotiator in the Office of the United States Trade Representative. He was a consultant with Aimpoint Research and will assume the role of president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation in January. Dowd started out as a farm kid in Kansas and recently spoke at his alma mater, Kansas State University.
We're in the food business. We're about protein. And if you look out 10 years in the future, all around the world, the supply of protein, beef, pork, poultry, dairy, comes nowhere near meeting the demand. And if you have traveled and looked around like I have and studied this, really the only place on earth that can grow more of this stuff is here in the United States, here in North America. Asia, China, South America a little bit, the Europeans are going backwards. Our opportunity to grow more value-added beef, pork, poultry, dairy in Kansas, in the United States, is second to none. Let's get after this.
Dowd sees rapid growth for dairy.
If there's any industry that's growing faster than the dairy industry in Kansas, I'd like to know what it is. And I think there's enormous opportunities, regardless of size and scale of a dairy anywhere in the U.S.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated takes this time to thank all the local FFA chapters for giving members the opportunity to succeed in an ever-changing world of agriculture and business. Good luck at the National Convention. From all of the staff at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, with over 50 years of service. Sapp Brothers Petroleum proudly supports FFA because it opens doors for members to discover the careers available in a variety of agricultural-related fields. Have a great time at the National Convention, students, from Sapp Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel, oil, and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the hog industry growing across the Mid-America region and here in the state of Kansas. Kansas State University's Research and Extension Office says they are working on ways to try and lower the amount of pigs in decreased mortality rates. As Kansas State University students say that they are studying ways to incorporate some of the low acid binding ingredients into swine diets. As according to the university, they say Ethan Stoss, the graduate research assistant at K-State's Department of Animal Sciences and Industry, says that acid-binding ingredients are key to a concept known as acid-binding capacity, or ABC-4, which looks at the pH level of a pig's stomach before the animal's gastrointestinal tract matures. In a statement, they say, quote, ABC-4 is the amount of hydrochloric acid required to reach a stable pH of 4 for the ingredients or diet. And for swine, we utilize that pH of 4 because once the pig's stomach increases above that level of acidity, this is where the impaired nutrient utilization and health problems begin to occur. They go on to say that when the pig is weaned and switched from a liquid milk-based diet to a dry cereal-based diet, the amount of lactic acid is reduced and weaning the pig's gastrointestinal tract is still developing and its hydrochloric acid production in the stomach is limited until that gut fully matures. This can cause an elevated stomach pH, which can be associated with decreased protein digestion and opportunity for pathogenic organisms within the pig. They say all this information and research will be presented for the upcoming National Swine Day, as the 2023 Kansas State University Swine Day is scheduled for November 16th at the K-State campus in Manhattan. If you would like to attend, it is open to the public with registration fees at $25 a person. That's for pre-registration before the event or $50 at the door. K-State students are able to attend the event free of charge. And you can find more online at asi.ksu.edu/swineday. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
Burwell is Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Being a good steward of the forest on your land starts with solid planning. Tailor your goals now and into the future on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
People
People own forested land for many reasons, including income from the wood, recreational purposes, and aesthetics. You can't afford to ignore the value of this asset, so a well-prepared forest management plan will help you meet your goals now and into the future. Earl Garber is a past president of the National Association of Conservation Districts. He says to start your plan by conferring with local conservation and forestry professionals for their assessment and technical assistance. The management practices you develop will depend on your objectives as well as the age and condition of the stand.
Is the stand ready for a thinning? Is the stand mature, or is it at the stage where you go in and remove a percentage of the trees? One of the other things you have to look at is what's the invasive species condition of your forest? Are there some species of trees that you need to remove that are competing with the one that you'd like to harvest for income in the future?
Garber says a good management plan includes both short-term and long-term goals.
When you're talking about a pine forest, you may be talking about a 30 to 35-year plan before the trees are mature, you do a clean cut and start over. When you get to hardwood, depending where you're located, it could be anywhere from 50 to 100-year plan to manage that hardwood with incremental harvesting and control of species that you don't want. So if there's any part of the natural resources long-term planning, it's forestry.
Create a timeline of specific tasks and revisit the plan every 5 years or so. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about starting a forest management plan at agriculture.com.
There will be a land auction for the Frederick Neatville Trust with two tracts in Marshall County, selling Friday, November 17th. Tract 1 is 124 acres, more or less, 109 acres cropland, located at the southwest corner of 8th and Harvest Road, a mile west of U.S. 77. Tract 2 is 151 acres, more or less, 127 acres cropland, also located near 8th and Harvest Roads. Both are excellent locations for farming or residence, hunting or investment. For inspection and details, contact Don, Steve, or Valerie with Prell Realty and Auction at Marysville. Sale bill and details online at prellrealtyauction.com. Sale Friday, November 17th, 2 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier moving through a Thursday today. Still seeing things pretty steady on the board. Not a lot of changes overall. The grain market still mixed, but mostly higher. Corn is struggling a little bit today. Livestock is still a little bit higher on the day as well. We'll see how we close the markets just a little bit later this afternoon. December corn still down 3¾ cents to 471¼. March corn is down 3½ cents at 486¼ cents. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's in the green by 4 pennies, sitting at 644 even a bushel. March KC wheat up by 5 cents at 655½. In the oats market today, we are seeing slightly lower. December oats down 1¾ cents to 377¾. March oats down 3¾ cents to 394¾ cents. Soybean market, they are still in the green, although they have slowed down just a little bit. November beans in the green 7¾ cents to 1299 even. January beans up 11¼ cents to 1326¼. In the meal market, December meals in the red 3½ cents to 427 even. January's down $1.80. to 417¾ cents. And the soybean oil slightly higher, up by 36 cents to 50.26. January up 58 cents at 49.97 cents. In the canola market, January canola is slightly higher by $12.30 to 685.60. And the cotton market up as well. December cotton up 46 cents to 79.90. March up 55 cents to 82.23 cents. U.S. dollar index on the day a little bit lower, losing the gain really that we saw yesterday. December index up 69 cents to one, down 69 cents to 106¢. March down 59 cents at 105.71. We have the euro almost up a penny at 106. The Japanese yen sitting at 66 cents and the British pound at 121. The 30-year bonds for December up about a point and a quarter to 112.60 and the 10-year notes up slightly at 107.12. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance. maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Soybean producers may be considering testing for soybean cyst nematodes this fall. K-State crop row plant pathology specialist Rodrigo Onofre discusses why producers should consider testing now and what problems soybean cyst nematodes can cause.
Soybean cyst nematode, it's a major problem for us across the soybean region production. So right now, it's the best time to think about it. We're planning for the 2024 season. We can see lower yields depending on the population. And typically, we don't see a visual symptom when we're out there during the season. Sometimes you see a little bit of stunted plants, yellowish discoloration. It's a really hard to diagnose in season, right? Sampling is essential for a good management.
Onofre says where the most soybean cyst nematodes are in Kansas and how that has changed from previous years.
What we found is SCN is present in about 62 counties here in Kansas, and those 62 counties are responsible for about 85% of the total soybean that is produced here by our growers. And what we have seen is a shift from the eastern part of the state to the central part of the state. So the hot spots right now, not that they're not in the eastern part of the state, where we're starting to find more and more high levels of SCN on that central, south central part of the state.
He explains how to properly collect samples, label them, and who can help with the process of sending soil samples for soybean cyst nematode testing.
It's a very typical soil fertility test, if you think about that way. You're going to need your soil probe, a bucket, and a labeled bag, which it should include as much information as possible, such as field identification in case we have to apply any management for that specific field, the size of the area that's being sampled, as well as crop rotation, just to let us know a little bit more about the history on that field. It would be good to have that Z pattern where you're collecting multiple samples, and we say about 10 to 20 samples per field that's being sampled. And that field, typically, if I had to pick a number, would it be about 20 acres. I know sometimes a field might represent more than that, but just for the sampling purpose, if you're really trying to pin down where SCN is present in your field, 20 acres is always a good number to start with. It's always good to work with your K-State Extension agents. They will help you either to sample or to help send those samples to the K-State Plant Diagnostic Lab here at K-State.
That was Kansas State University row crop plant pathology specialist Rodrigo Onofre with how many acres producers can include in the sampling. Testing for soybean cyst nematodes this time of year should allow producers time to prepare for next year if it is in their field. The cost for sampling with your county extension agent is $25 and doing it independently is $35. I'm Allie Nipper and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Everyone says there'll come a day when
Just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.